In the gospel reading today, we hear two things that really should astound us. Perhaps we've just heard them so many times that they go in one ear and out the other, but we can't let that happen. First of all, our Lord tells us that we are his friends. Think about that. We are his friends. Now, that might not seem like such a big deal to us, because we look at it and say, yeah, but we're baptized into Jesus, so we're brothers and sisters of the Lord, we're members of the Lord. Well, we all know families where brothers and sisters don't like one another very well. They're definitely not friends. They're siblings. They're not friends. And so our Lord is looking at us and saying, you're my friend. And more than that, it's not just that we are his friends. Then he goes on to say, I chose you. You didn't choose me to be a friend. I chose you. Now that is even more astounding than the fact that he would call us his friend. That he chose us to be his friends. But then he tells us what's going to be required. If we're going to be his friends, that we have to do what he's commanded. And that is to love as he has loved us. St. John makes it very clear in the first reading. This can't be by simply words, but by actions. We have to lay down our lives for our friends. Are we willing to lay down our life for the Lord? Now, St. John even clarifies that point. It doesn't necessarily imply dying. It doesn't mean that we have to all be martyrs, because he even talks about someone has enough of this world's goods and sees someone in need but doesn't help them. We're failing to die to self. We're failing to love. And so that's what he's really looking at. Are we willing to die to self? Are we willing to lay down our lives for the sake of others? That's where the challenge comes in. It's easy when we think of love in the gushy romantic way, but that's not what we're talking about here. We're talking about charity. We're talking about seeking the good of the other. We're talking about serving the other. We're talking about putting ourselves last and putting others first. That's where it becomes very difficult. But that's exactly what our Lord is telling us, that we have to love as he has loved us. And of course, as he continues to love us. We just experienced the sacrifice of Jesus. And if that's not enough love, that he died for us, then he even goes further. And he gives himself to us in Holy Communion. So it's not only that he gave up his life for us, now we receive him in Holy Communion. He literally gives his life to us, not just for us, to us, so that his life is in us, which means not only do we have union with him, we have his life so that we can love as he loves. So again, we see how this works. He's not asking us to do anything that he wasn't willing to do. What he is asking is something that's extraordinary. Because remember, he himself told us that if you greet only those who greet you, what good is that? Pagans do the same thing. If you love only those who love you, well, so what? So do tax collectors. He says we have to love our enemies. We have to pray for our persecutors. We have to be willing to die to self. We have to be willing to be true children of our Heavenly Father. We have to love according to the example that he has set for us. That is the challenge for every one of us, because that's what this is all about. It's about the charity. And that's how we are going to be his friend. So the wonderful thing is, again, he's chosen us to be his friend. Now the question is, are we allowing him to be our friend. He is our God. And we must never, ever, ever forget that. We must never lose respect and reverence for that, because that's so easy to do. And in our society, Jesus has just become our little buddy. That's not what we're talking about as a friend. He's not our warm, fuzzy, cute little pal. No, he is our God. And yet, he is our friend. And that friendship amazingly puts us on an equal footing with him on that level. We share his nature, we have that that puts us on an equal footing. He took our nature, we have that which puts us on an equal footing. Now we can be friends. Friends are equals. And yet he is always God, and we must always remember that. So we worship him as God, we serve him as God, we love him as God, but we also serve him and love him as our friend. And that's, again, what he's looking for. It's that relationship. It's not just acknowledging that he is God out there someplace and we have to serve him by going through all these motions of doing this and going through the hoops and jumping through this and doing that. He wants us to love him. He wants that relationship with us. That's what this is about. You can't have a friend without having a relationship. You can't call God our Father without having a relationship. We can't be children of God without a relationship. That's what he's looking for, is that loving relationship. And that's what he's telling us. And for those of you who are parents, you think of what you're willing to do for your children. You wouldn't think twice about laying down your life for your children. You don't think twice about pouring out what you have for them, because you love them. And we're to love our Lord even more than we love our children. Therefore, we love him as he loves us. We lay down our life. We're willing to die to self to live for him. But the wonderful thing is, it's all one and the same. He gave us his life, as we just saw a minute ago in the Holy Eucharist. So the life that we can offer back to him is his own. He gave it to us, so it's ours now, but we give it back to him and it's his. And then he can give it back to us. And so it just continues to grow and to develop. Just as in marriage, the two are one. But here we literally share one life. That's what he continues to do for us. And therefore we recognize love is not just an action, it is a lifetime. It is continuous. Just as he continues to love us, we want to continue to grow in love with him and to continue to lay down our life as he has loved us, so we can love him and so we can love one another.